Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. No serious injuries were reported this morning after a school bus accident. The school district of Rhinelander reports the crash happened about 7:35 this morning. One source said the crash happened east of Rhinelander. All students were taken to St. Mary's Hospital to be checked over, and no serious injuries were reported. Parents were notified of the crash. The school district and Bowen's bus service were on site at the hospital until all children were released to their parents. No other details have been released. A joint law enforcement effort last Friday in Forest County resulted in several arrests, mainly for drugs and outstanding warrants. Sheriff John Denny reports the Drug Task Force Organized Criminal Interdiction was targeting drug trafficking and other violations. They were joined by the Northeast Tri-County Drug Enforcement Group in the effort. Denny reports the increased law enforcement presence netted 8 drug arrests and 5 outstanding warrant arrests. There were 78 traffic stops, resulting in 72 warnings being issued. 13 citations were issued. A canine drug unit indicated possible drug activity in 14 vehicles. Joining the Forest County Sheriff's Department, Crandon Police, Wisconsin State Patrol, Sheriff's Departments from Marinette, Oconto, Florence, and Shawano counties, and Marinette City Police. And Dane and Madison City officials say agents with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency have been identifying themselves as police officers while doing their job. They say they want ICE out of their jurisdictions. 11 people have been detained in the area since Friday. The locals are angry because many actions were taken without the required notification. Dane County Sheriff David Mahoney says the community is at risk when federal agents armed with weapons and ballistic vests conduct raids without notifying local law enforcement agencies. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is investigating reports a former Burnett County District Attorney asked at least 6 criminal defendants for a date. Retired DA William Noreen says he did nothing wrong. The women were facing charges like drug possession and passing bad checks. 5 of the 6 women contacted through Facebook refused Noreen's request. He retired last month after serving as district attorney for the county for the past 10 years. And the Door County Sheriff's Department says foul play is not suspected in a fatal fall at Peninsula State Park last weekend. A 70-year-old hiker from Indiana slipped and fell about 100 feet from a cliff. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. The accident happened Sunday about 2 p.m. The victim had been hiking in the Eagle Bluff lookout area with his wife. And holding a $7 million federal grant to improve election security, the Wisconsin Elections Commission wants to hear from the public. A Wednesday meeting at the state capitol will focus on how the money should be spent. Local election officials and the public have been invited to offer testimony. About 1/3 of the money will be used to bring on 6 additional staff members for the next 4 years. The weather forecast for this afternoon, look for temperatures to be holding right about where they are, around 55, with a chance of rain increasing to 80% this afternoon. Then tonight, showers are likely and cloudy with a low around 41. Wednesday, partly sunny, high near 56 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 25. Wednesday night, increasing clouds, low near 40. And Thursday, showers are likely again with a high near 57 degrees. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.